Welcome to Super Elite Entertainment. This show is brought to you by Perez Tire Center, located at 72 Knowlton Street in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Aces Bail Bond, Yasmin Khan, quick response 24/7, easy payment 203-257-6228. Ramirez Spanish Restaurant, specializing in seafood y churrasco. Spark City Smoke and Vape Shop, located at 815 Lafayette Boulevard in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Evolution Sports Bar and Cafe, located at 1279 North Avenue in Bridgeport. Miranda & Sons Automotive, specializing in brakes, electrical system, diagnostic check, full general auto repairs. Contact Louis Miranda at Miranda & Sons. And Bridgeport Auto Glass, 1227 Barnum Avenue in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Visit www.bridgeportautoglassshop.com. Back, you guys, to Super Elite Entertainment. I'm your host, Jason Rodriguez. We're broadcasting from the city of Bridgeport, Connecticut. Again, I'm really excited to have a special guest named Santiago Jaraba, from right here in the city of Bridgeport, Connecticut. I want to welcome each and every one of you that's watching on our YouTube channel, also watching on Twitch. If you're listening to us on our podcast, whether it's Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Republic, welcome to the show tonight as well. And I know that there's a lot of people who were just on Facebook watching us, and we ran into some technical difficulties on Facebook, and I truly apologize for that. The thing about this is that when the show is live and you make mistakes or there's a failure somewhere in the network, you don't have much of a choice but to continue running with it and figuring things out as you progress and move along in the show. Yeah. But we're going to take it from the top all over again, and I'm going to present to you guys, because there's a lot of people coming in from Facebook over to YouTube right now, and I can see that right now here on the channel. I want to present to you guys my special guest, Mr. Santiago Jaraba.
So, exactly.
Yes. I guarantee you that a lot of people do get confused with your name at times.
All the time.
Because the time. Santiago is it's a last name.
Yeah.
And then Jaraba seems like it's your first name.
Yeah.
So.
Well, but that happens here because here we have more people from DR and Puerto Rico. And in those countries, Santiago is the last name. But I come from Colombia, where Santiago is mostly a name.
Uh-huh.
It's a very common name.
Wow.
Yes, in Colombia. But in your country, it's more of a last name. So over here, all the time, people confuse my last name with my name.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time, they think that Santiago is my last name everywhere I go. So, well, I always have that trouble here.
I mean, even when I first met you, I called you Jaraba.
Yes.
Just saying. I thought that was your name.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was like, well, where's he from? Maybe he's mixed. Maybe he got some Middle Eastern in him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get that a lot. I get that a lot.
You get that a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're from Colombia.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Colombia?
Yes. Yeah.
Or born there, raised here?
Well, I came here when I was 15 years old.
Okay, so yeah, technically you were raised in Colombia. Medellin?
Bogota.
Bogota?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yes, yeah.
So what is Bogota like? Is that?
Well, Bogota is the capital of Colombia.
So that means it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's mm-hmm. a nice city. It's a big city. It's as big as, I wouldn't say as New York, but it gets pretty crazy too, like traffic and, uh-huh. and all of that. So it's a pretty big city. But Colombia is a beautiful country. I really recommend you to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, every time I meet a Colombian person and I tell them the reason why I want to go to Colombia, they look at me like, especially I have my co-host who's on the show with me every other Tuesday named Giovanni right. Alvarez.
Okay.
So his fiance is Colombia. Okay. De Colombia.
Yeah.
And I always mess with her and I tell her, I can't wait to go to Colombia. And then when I tell her why, she's like, and I tell her, I want to go to Colombia because I want to go on the Pablo Escobar tour in Medellin.
In Medellin, yeah.
She's like, why?
Well, you know that everybody talks about Colombia. Whenever you talk about Colombia, people, you know, they relate that to Pablo Escobar, right?
Uh-huh.
But Colombia has so many things other than Pablo Escobar.
Uh-huh.
You know, we have all these famous singers, soccer players, and, you know, good people that are also from there. And we also have nice places that you can go to, you know. I
uh-huh.
really recommend you to go to the Santander. That's like a, we would say like an estate of Colombia, but it has really beautiful mountains, you know. When you go to the north, the coast is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have nice beaches over there. So Colombia is more than Pablo Escobar and drugs, you know.
I don't,
and
yeah, I always, exactly.
And I always tell people that, and you know, the very first time that when I came here, when I used to, people used to ask me, where are you from? And as soon as they said Colombia, they will relate me to Pablo Escobar. But at first I didn't like that, you know. Then I realized that also, you know, we have all these telenovelas that make it seem like Colombia is just drugs and
like
Pablo
Narcos,
Escobar. Yeah, Narcos.
And all the other different documentaries.
All of
that
the, all,
made, yeah.
all of the telenovelas from Netflix and even from my country or Telemundo, it's all uh-huh. about drugs and Pablo Escobar and
so,
all this. But Colombia is more than that.
Oh, yeah. And I can't wait to visit Colombia. Matter of fact, I'm going to be planning a trip with my buddy who's watching, my co-host Giovanni Alvarez. We're all going to go together eventually at some point.
We should go.
Yeah, we're going to go. We're going to have a blast. But, you know.
Are you in good hands? In the Moran Insurance Agency, we are here to protect your future.
Come on, guys. Join me. Let me show you around.
It's all about protecting what's important to you. The Marine agencies are here to protect your future. We are here to build a wall of protection around you and your family.
From your auto and life and retirement, the Marine Insurance Agency has you back. To protect your family from mayhem, please visit us at MarineInsuranceAgencies.com.
Or give us a call at 203-864-6232.
Again, for you guys who are starting to tune in right now, I want to welcome you to the show, and I have Mr. Santiago Jaraba here in the studio, professional real estate agent. Also, Santiago, the reason why I definitely invited you into the show tonight is because I wanted to talk about your accomplishments, your life, you know, your lifestyle, where you come from, your background. And you just recently graduated from the University of Bridgeport. We're gonna touch on all of that shortly. But you know, I just wanted to tell you that I truly, truly admire
Thank you
for your accomplishments and for everything that you're doing to better the quality of your life. Getting here from Colombia, sin nada, with nothing.
Yeah.
And you had to find your way with your family, of course, but you had to find your way. You're only 21 years old, but you're living a lifestyle of a person who's 45 years old, let's say. I mean, your level of maturity is at that grade, at that level. When I was 21, I wasn't selling houses like you. I'm just saying, I was not selling houses. I was ripping and running the streets and doing bad things, all right? So that's why I take my hat off to you, and I admire you.
Thank you.
For everything that you are doing for your life and for the betterment of the life of your family members. But before we jump into all of that, you mentioned about Colombia and soccer. I'm looking at you. You look like a professional soccer player.
Well, I wish I could. I wish I could play soccer like that. But I wasn't. I mean, I like soccer. I like watching soccer, but I don't play soccer. I mean, I used to, like, for fun, like in Colombia with your friends. Like,
uh-huh.
But not like in a league. Nothing serious, right? But, you know, whenever I say I'm from Colombia, people relate me to soccer players too.
Uh-huh.
Which is a skill that you get if you practice, you know.
Yep.
I haven't practiced that, so I don't play soccer right now. I don't play it at all.
Well, you look like you do. So keep doing it.
You know, I watch the Colombian soccer players that are doing really good in Europe.
Uh-huh.
And that's another thing that I talk about Colombia. You know, it's not only, and here I want to talk to the people that are watching us too. You know, Colombia is more than just drugs and Pablo Escobar.
Yes, yes.
We have all these soccer players that are always doing great in the European League. We have all these famous singers, you know.
Yeah. from wait a minute. From actually, you got Maluma.
We got Maluma. Uh-huh. Shakira.
Oh, that's right. Shakira.
Shakira. Can't forget about her. J Balvin.
Oh, J Balvin's Colombian.
Yeah, he's Colombian,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Man, you guys are rolling.
Yeah, we have a couple of... I think I can't. I don't have them on my head right now. On my head.
No, you got it. You got a whole bunch of.
We have a couple. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Really famous and don't you have to be proud of where you are, right? Uh-huh. You know, you didn't choose to be. We didn't choose to be Hispanic. I didn't choose to be Colombian. But we have to be proud of what we are, right? And don't be ashamed of anything, regardless of what people say.
Yeah.
Right. Because no matter where you are from, your limits are in your mind. In your head, here are the limits, not where you come from, not your race, your language. Those are things that don't have to limit yourself. You don't have to limit yourself based on where you come from or your race.
Yeah.
Right? And this is that's why I'm so grateful with my family and with God that I have the opportunity to come here.
Uh-huh.
Because this is a country of opportunities, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of is being said of this country. Some people think that this country is racist, that there are not enough opportunities for everybody. But what I believe is that the limits are on your mind.
Yep.
Always.
Yep.
Especially in this country. In this country, you could succeed if you have the right mindset. It's all about the mindset.
I love what you just said. If you have the right mindset, you can succeed.
In this country, yes.
Yeah.
Because there are many countries that don't have the same opportunities that we have here in America.
Absolutely.
Right?
So being here is a gift.
Being here is a gift, but you also have to work hard because nothing comes for free.
No.
If you work hard, if you have the right mentality, the right mindset, you could make it here in America.
Yeah.
Because this is the land of opportunities.
Absolutely. And you know, I'm looking at the timeline right here, and... Natalia, who I mentioned, like, you know, my buddy's fiance,
right.
Yeah, she's saying, Jason, don't you say it when I mentioned Pablo Escobar.
I don't get offended by that anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, when I first got here, I used to argue with people because I didn't, you know, I didn't like that. But then I understood that it's even our own fault because, you know, in my country, they make these telenovelas about him.
Uh-huh.
So what can we expect?
Yeah.
You know?
No, but you know what? I'm looking on here also, and then also you have Maria Jaraba saying "Te amo, primo."
That's my cousin.
Yeah, your cousin. Yeah. Now, where's she out of? Where she's located?
She's in Colombia right now.
Oh, so that's a beautiful thing. We got people watching out there in Colombia. You see, Gio, I got un colombiano aquí on the hot seat tonight.
Hola, prima.
Yeah. So many people there. Yeah. All right, so let's see.
So excited.
Absolutely. But you know what? We ran into some technical difficulties on Facebook, but I can see that everybody has come over to YouTube.
To YouTube.
And they're watching right now, which is a good thing. But
welcome to Spark City Smoke and Vape, located at 815 Lafayette Boulevard, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
If you guys don't know who this gentleman is, it is Santiago Jaraba, and he's a professional real estate agent. But the thing that I really motivated me to bring you onto the show tonight, Santiago, is when you made a posting on Facebook just recently talking about your graduation and how hard it was those 4, 5, 6 years, whatever amount of years it took you to reach your goal of graduation. I mean, you walked into University of Bridgeport. Matter of fact, you applied to a lot of colleges. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, I think everyone you applied to accepted you.
Yeah.
But I read somewhere where you stated were afraid to put down the deposit because you didn't know which one you were going to go with, I think, and you didn't want to lose your money. Porque no había chavo.
No.
Yeah.
No había chavo, como usted dice.
You know what? So let's take it from there. Let's start there, talking about What was it like? You know, you got up one day, you found yourself graduating from 12th grade, from high school, and now it was time to go to college. Mommy, I want to go to college. Dad, I want to go to college, pero no hay pan. There's no money.
Yeah.
Scholarships. Exactly. Thank be to God for scholarships. Yeah. You know, and for any other person who assisted you to get to where you have gotten at today. But let's start there. You just graduated high school.
So I come to this country when I was in high school, right? So just think about the life of an immigrant who just came here to this country, who learned the language, but knew nothing about the culture, right? But I had a dream of always wanted to come here to study in an American university since I was a kid. That was my dream. I always wanted to come to this country, as a matter of fact. I wanted to live here in this country. So just coming here from Colombia was an achievement because I wanted to come here.
And you got here what age again?
About 15.
15. Oh, so you only been here like
almost 6 to 7 years.
So you're still fresh?
I'm still fresh.
Still fresh. You're finding your way. Were you able to speak English when you arrived here?
I knew the basics, but you know, this is funny because the first when I went to Central High School, right?
Okay.
And the very first class that they put me to, it was U.S. history, and the teacher was, he saw me that I was new.
Uh-huh.
But I was quiet. I didn't know anybody. He didn't know that I was new.
Uh-huh.
He just thought that I just needed to take that class. And since I was quiet, I was asking me questions, and I didn't know what he was saying at all. You know, I was really nervous that day.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't want to be like this. I want to be able to speak by myself. I don't want to be asking people for help.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was, after classes, I started to take English classes. After
nice.
School.
ESL.
ESL, yes.
All Central High School?
In Central High School.
Okay.
Yes. Well, we have ESL in the morning and then an extra class in the afternoon that is only for the people that wanted to go to that class. And I was like, let me go to the class because I don't want to be asking people for help, because people, you know, people get annoyed and you want to be able to speak by yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So that was another effort. That was the first thing that was my first goal before passing all the exams and graduating from high school and getting into a college. It was to be able to speak English properly so I'm able to communicate with everybody.
Yeah.
So I went the extra mile, and I went to these extra classes after school, and they were really helpful. I also watched movies in English and TV shows, and that was really helpful. And that was my first year here.
Your first year?
Yeah.
So,
and I learned it the first year.
You learned the first year English?
The first year, yeah.
So when you got here, what words did you know? I'm just wondering, in English, what did you know?
You know, how to greet, you know. Well, I knew the basics. Where is the restroom? How are you doing today? The colors, all of that, you know, the basics.
Yeah.
But not, I didn't understand everything that, for example, a teacher was saying in a class. And I wasn't able to answer the questions, even though I had an idea of what he was saying. And sometimes I really knew the answer. I really knew what he was saying. But I was just shy to speak.
So the question is, what did you get in the class? What grade did you get? Not being able to understand.
Well, and everybody was surprised in that school because I was one of the best in every class.
Wow.
In every class I got A pluses and I graduated with honors.
Wow.
From high school.
That's awesome, man.
But here's a story. I'm gonna tell you my story when I was in my last year of high school.
Yes.
I wanted to go to college. That was my dream.
Mm.
But as you were saying, you know, the money was the problem. That was the issue. I didn't even have the money for the deposit, which it was like $200. So giving that deposit was
tough.
It was tough. It was really tough.
Not to mention, I wanted people to know. Not to mention, you were also working.
Right? Yeah. Well, but I started college, and also working full time.
Then you started working full time.
Yeah. That was after high school. Yeah.
So $200 deposit.
So here's how it happened. So I applied to many schools, like in Connecticut and in other states, and I got accepted to basically all of them because they saw that I had good grades in high school. And I also applied to a lot of scholarships. Like, I worked with my guidance counselor. I got along with her. She saw the effort and the passion that I had for school.
Nice.
And she helped me. And we actually, I lost the count of how many scholarships I applied to. But we got a lot. And that was in the summer of 2017, that after putting that deposit down and I was worried about how I was gonna pay for the first semester. I got calls from a lot of these places that give out these scholarships. They are like private agencies and nonprofit organizations. And I got invited to their events and I got the scholarships and basically my first semester was paid off with just scholarships. Not to mention that I already had a scholarship from the University of Bridgeport. They were giving me a $20,000 scholarship.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. And that was that because you were an honor student?
For the grades, yeah. Uh-huh. And because of the essays that I wrote. So in this extra class that I took after classes while I was in high school, I met with this, she was a volunteer. She's a volunteer. She helps immigrants with whatever they need, food or learning English. And her name is Elizabeth, you know, and she helped me write these essays. I was writing them, and then she would check the grammar and all of that, right?
Yeah.
But I put a lot of effort on those essays, and I attached those essays to my scholarship applications. And I feel like that's what motivated people to give me the scholarship. You know, they saw my story, they saw the drive that I had for school, because I wanted to keep with my education. I wanted to go onto my higher education, and in the summer of 2017, while I was worried about how I was gonna pay for my first semester, I got all of these calls, and my dad and my mom can be witnesses that in that summer we were going from one event to another because I was given this scholarship. And that's a picture from when I graduated from high school back in 2017. Yeah.
Now, is that your family right there?
That's my family. So that's my grandmother, my mom, my little brother, Angel, my sister, and that's my aunt.
Wow, so you have a little brother.
Yes.
So which one is your mom? The one with the white shirt?
Yes, that's my mom. Yes.
That's your mom.
And my grandmother is right next to me.
Okay, and your grandmother. You know what? You look just like your grandmother. Yeah, if I should say, you look like your grandmother. But I bet that your parents are extremely happy for your accomplishments. You put in the hard work and dedication. You sat down, you sacrificed, you wrote those essays.
I wrote those essays while everybody was playing games and playing PlayStation and Xbox and all of that. I have nothing against that,
which probably you wanted to do as well.
But you have to.
But you knew what was more important.
Yeah. There is always, you always have to make a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So while everybody was hanging out, going to parties, playing PlayStation, I was doing the essays. Doing the essays, and it was worth it.
Yeah.
Because that pushed me to go to college.
Yeah.
If I didn't have those scholarships, the story would have been different. Because I don't know how we have paid for even the first semester. Even with the scholarship that the university was giving me, it was still a lot for me.
Wow. Wow, and you graduated from the University of Bridgeport, which is right here.
But I put the effort too, and I was working while studying. I needed
so
to
what? How challenging was that? First of all, and I know that they say you really shouldn't constantly mention someone's age, and you shouldn't characterize them based on their age. But to me, I'm really impressed that you're only 21 and you have so many great accomplishments. Even the people that's watching in the timeline right here, everyone is just going crazy. Saying congratulations and calling you a champion and saying that they love the drive that you have, which is so inspiring. They're saying that they love this. Someone else, Maria Jaraba, your cousin, is saying, eres el mejor primo, te quiero mucho. You know, so mi hermanito doing big things, that's Kelsey Martinez.
Oh, Kelsey. Hi,
yeah,
Kelsey.
Is saying that. But, even in the timeline, people are putting responses in there because You're a great inspiration. And this is the story that people need to hear, meaning your age,
right?
Who are in high school right now, because there's a lot of them who want to give up.
So, I know.
And we know school's not easy.
It's tough, yeah.
School's not easy. And then to graduate and not have the resources to get to college, but you know how to get the resources. You're telling them the game plan.
I didn't have money.
No.
I didn't have money. Even the $200 deposit was a lot for me. Mm-hmm. You know, we have responsibilities in my house. My parents didn't have the money to pay for school.
Uh-huh.
But like I said in the beginning of the show, in this country, the limits are on your mindset. You need to have the right mentality, the right mindset.
Yeah.
If you want to succeed in this country, everything is here. But if you have a goal and you have a set goal, you need to find the resources. In this case, you need to go the extra mile. Apply for those scholarships. Look for scholarships. Talk to your guidance counselor. Talk to your teachers. Talk to the people at your community, your church. You know, you will get the funds.
I love
where you where you least expect it.
And you know what? And I love that you mentioned all of those resources, because I was going to ask, that was my next question for you. If you can't find the funds, if you can't get the scholarships, what do you do? What's, you know, plan B? What role do you take in order to get the funds that you need? You know, you mentioned all the different resources. You know, there's a lot of programs and agencies out there.
A lot of programs.
Churches.
Yeah. Churches. Your community or business owners, if they see that you have the drive, they will support you. You need to go the extra mile.
Mm.
You need to work hard. And of course, you need to do good in school. You need to study and get good grades so people can see that you are committed to school, because nobody's going to help you if you have a D.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's a reality, you know? Mm-hmm. You need to put the effort. You need to put the effort in school and then go the extra mile to find those resources. But in the case that you cannot find anything, well, you have to work too. Find a job,
yeah.
A part-time or full-time job. At least you need to, like I said, everything comes with a sacrifice. You
yeah.
want that degree, you didn't get the scholarships, you can also work.
Take one class.
Take two.
One class, two class. I mean, three. If you can only afford, you know, to pay for one class,
for one
course,
two,
a couple of credits, then do that. But eventually, the more classes you take, the more credits you get, the closer you get to obtaining that degree that you want to have. You know, sacrifice. How important is it to sacrifice?
It's very important. Mm-hmm. Everything comes with a sacrifice. Everything good in life comes with a sacrifice.
Uh-huh.
Nothing is easy. Nothing is going to fall in your lap. And you won't say, oh, it was so easy that everybody can do it. You need to put the sacrifice. And the issue with my generation is that we want everything to fall on our lap. We want everything to be easy, right? Nobody wants to go the extra mile. Nobody wants to work hard. And some people don't even want to study. They don't want to go to school, but they want to have good jobs. They want to do good in life. And then they complain.
Hi, welcome to ACES Bail Bonds.
Do you need information regarding bail bonds and the bail bond process? Contact us at ACES Bail Bonds, where we are happy to give you a free bail consultation. You are in capable hands with our reputable agency. For fast, reliable bail bond service, get out of jail fast with ACES Bail Bonds. You can save time and money by calling ahead. We'll have the forms ready for you, with everything handled privately, discreetly, and confidentially at our office. For fast, reliable bail bond service, call ACES Bail Bonds now.
and I like that you said that, because like you said, and then they complain. You know, a lot of people do complain that there's no opportunities, that there's no resources. That's not true. It's all out there. It's a matter of you just getting up and pursuing it, knocking on doors, kicking down doors, asking questions, making contacts, networking, showing up at you know, what do you call those colleges put on when they have a whole bunch of different
talk
agencies there representing?
And if you're still in high school, talk to your guidance counselor, talk to the teacher. They will help you. If they see the drive, they know other people.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened to me when I was in high school, too. I basically got close to my guidance counselor, and she knew other people from these agencies and nonprofit organizations, and she actually helped me get these scholarships as well.
Wow.
But you need to have the drive, you need to put the effort, and people need to see that, and
yeah.
then they will help you,
yeah.
right? That's what you need to do. But going to college is not easy, not just because of the funds, but also because you need to put the effort to do all the work that you have to do while you're in school.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
But my message to all of the people that can't afford college and want to go to college, you know, just put the effort, because the limits are on your mind. I was able to graduate from this four-year university here in Connecticut without a 4 years ago. It was an impossible for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it took you 4 years, meaning you went straight through. So you were full-time.
I was full-time wow. student and a full-time and full-time working.
Yeah.
I was working full-time. And
so you were working full-time where? Doing what?
So I started, well, before starting college, like in the summer of 2017, between the graduation from high school and college, my first job was in a carpentry company. I worked with my dad there for a couple of months.
Oh, so you know carpentry too?
My dad knows. He's a handyman. If you guys need some a handyman, you can contact me. My dad knows how to do all of that work. Yeah, he installing cabinets, the kitchen, all of that.
Oh, doors. Really?
Yeah.
So he's a builder. Okay. Okay.
Next, he now he wants to flip houses. Let's flip houses too.
well, listen. Why not flip houses? Yeah. He got the best real estate agent right here in the city of Bridgeport in the state. So why not?
Exactly. You know? But I started, you know, you always, and another thing is that people don't want to start in the bottom, but you have to start in the bottom.
So you gotta.
You're not gonna stop on the top.
You gotta clean a few toilets.
Clean toilets.
You gotta swing a mop a little bit.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah.
I clean toilets, and I also help him with all. It was hard work, hard work, and getting paid the minimum wage, and doing hard work. After that, I got tired of it because it was hard work, and I started at a supermarket, a food bazaar. I was there for 2 years.
Wow.
Over there, I was doing hard work too, but it wasn't as hard as the carpentry company.
Uh huh.
But in the whenever we have these snowstorms, that would send me outside to shovel and to organize the shopping carts. That was really hard. It doesn't seem hard, but when you have 10, 20 inches of snow, moving just one car is a headache.
Listen, with the heat that's outside yesterday and today, that's hard to do.
That's imagining the snow. Moving these shopping carts when you have 10, 20 inches of snow. And I did that.
And people want the carts.
And then I was like, when I was doing that, I was like, why on earth would you go to a supermarket in the middle of a snowstorm?
Yeah.
And why on earth am I here in the middle of a snowstorm? But in the summer, I was doing that too. It took me, I did a lot of hard work. I also cleaned. I did cleaning in that supermarket. They put me to clean. I did a lot. And
yeah.
But, you know, you have to go through that so you can become you can grow and you can mature, right?
Absolutely.
And then 2 years after that, I was already 2 years in school, and in the summer of 2 years ago, I started to work in an office. That was my first office job, in a mortgage. Well, it's like a mortgage office. It's a mortgage broker office. They do taxes, mortgage, and real estate. And that was my first office job, and it's. The office is called Smart Financial Services, and I appreciate those people because they gave me the opportunity to work with them with no experience in an office,
yeah.
You know. But there I learned a lot of about mortgage, and that's where I noticed that I was into real estate.
Mm.
So working with my former boss, her name is Jennifer, she told me, oh, you should get a license. You should get a real estate license. And I was like, that's interesting. It was so funny because if it wasn't for that job, I don't know if I would be a realtor right now, because Jennifer was the one who told me you should get the real estate license. It seems like it would be a good fit for you.
Mm.
You know.
Well, listen. I've been watching you, you know, for quite some time. I see all the stuff you post. You're out there, booming. You're clocking houses, man.
Well, that's with the help of also my team. I wanna if they're watching my team is Angela Morales and Giancarlo Morales.
Uh-huh.
We are all working together to get all of the best service to these clients, because there is a lot of people looking for houses right now.
Oh yeah, and I mean, right now the market is hot, so
yes,
it's a good time to sell, yeah. Good time to buy.
But in real estate, it's the same thing that I was telling you. Real estate is not for everybody. People think that it's just getting the license and you will get millionaire. No, it takes a lot of work, and it's not for everybody. It's for business minded people.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of people who I know. They always mention how they want to become a broker. They want to get involved in real estate. They want to flip houses. You know, they want to be that guy that you see on some of those TV shows.
Yeah, the TV shows.
You know, who are flipping houses, and then they're making, you know, $1.5, $2.5, $3 million and selling, you know, $40 million properties in California or something like that. So, you know, you're selling a good amount of properties yourself, though. I mean, what is that like?
It's a lot of, when you work with these clients, it's a lot of responsibility, because people are putting the trust. People are picky, but also people are putting their trust in you.
Yeah.
And their life savings, everything. So it could be challenging sometimes. Some clients are challenging, but you are working with people's dreams, because everybody wants to own a house.
Yeah.
So you have to be very careful with what you do, and you have to be on top of your transactions so they go smoothly, because you don't want to give bad news to a client, because everybody's dream is to buy a house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to own a house.
Evolution Sport Bar presenta. El que tiene el saoco lo pongo donde sea. Sábado 3 de julio celebrando la independencia. Al chamaquito que tiene el saoco. Shadow Blow. Shadow Blow en la casa. La noche de Shadow Blow en Evolution Sport Bar. El talento imparable de Shadow Blow en Evolution. Sábado 3 de julio. Vive un party a otro nivel. Con Shadow Blow en Evolution Sport Bar. 1279 North Avenue, Bridgeport. Shadow Blow a otro nivel. En Evolution. Reserva ya al 203-908-1588.
So, you being a real estate agent, and I come to you, what's one of the first things you're going to look at? My credit score and how much of a down payment I have, would you say?
Well, you know, since I worked in this office for almost a year, I learned a lot of the mortgage process, how to pre-qualify a person. And I think that puts me ahead of some other realtors, because I already know the differences in loans. And so I know the right questions to ask, which is, of course, the credit and income history, how you make money, if it's W-2 or 1099, right?
Uh-huh.
All of that affects the type of loan that you get.
Yeah.
If you have a social or a tax ID, all of that affects the loan. And I ask people those questions once they get comfortable with me, once I have a conversation, because first I call them, you know, I introduce myself. Once they feel comfortable with me, I ask those questions, because those are personal questions.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't like to tell you that right from the beginning.
They don't sounds like me.
They don't want to tell you their credit score, but I just ask them to have an idea.
Yeah.
But I'm not the one who pre-qualifies people. I have to send them to our lenders.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, a question that a lot of people tend to ask is it always required for you to have 20% to put down on a property? So let's say you're not a first-time home buyer.
Mm-hmm.
You already own a property, but you want to buy another property. Is 20% always required?
If you already use the FHA program, which is the first time home buyers program,
uh-huh,
which is backed by the government,
uh-huh,
and if you're buying a two family house with a conventional loan, then you will need the 20%.
Okay.
But if it's a multifamily house.
That's if it's a multifamily
house. Which means that it has two or three apartments, you live in one, and then the other two you rent them, then you will need the 20%, right? That's for if you use a conventional loan.
Uh-huh.
If it's a single family, I think you could put down like 5% or 3% with a conventional loan.
Uh-huh.
But with FHA, it's always like 3.5%. Now, in this market, it is really tough,
mm-hmm,
to get an offer accepted and just put down 3% or 3.5%. The more money you put down, the more serious the seller sees you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because the more money you put down, they will say, this guy will not want to lose this money. He's serious about this deal.
Yeah.
So that's another thing about how the market is doing right now. Because some people blame the realtor. I wouldn't blame the realtor in this market. If you can buy a house, it's either because your offer is not as strong as other ones, or it's because you are just not ready. But in this market, I wouldn't blame the realtor if you can buy a house.
Another thing I hear people always saying is how they want to become an investor. They want to start, forget about the flipping houses part. They want to just invest in multifamilies. They want to get as many as they possibly can so they can generate income.
Passive income, yeah.
Yeah, and then I know that, you know, they say you won't see, I guess it'll take like 5 years before you'll see a difference in the income that you're bringing in.
Right.
I mean, how does it work? I'm trying to learn it, but at the same time, I want the people that's watching to learn. So is it investing in a multifamily house?
It really depends on how you see it. Because if you're going to buy your first home, I always tell people to buy a multifamily house. Because with the money that you get from the apartments, renting the apartments, you could pay the mortgage. So
yes.
You're basically living for free. You only pay for your bills and taxes and these things, but it's not too much, you know, when you compare the numbers. Because rent is expensive right now.
And
paying a mortgage is also expensive.
Uh-huh.
So if you buy a multifamily house, with the money that you get from the rent, you could pay the mortgage. And then you could save more money to buy another property, right? And let's say that 2 years pass by, 3 years, you already built equity on the house, and the house value probably went up. You could refinance that house, take money out of that house, and buy another house, multifamily too. And that's how you start, right?
So when you invest in multifamily houses, let's say I have 2, 3, 4. Is the goal to pay off that mortgage on those properties, or is it just a source of generating revenue?
It really depends on how you see it. For me, the only good debt is real estate. That's the only good debt. Mm-hmm. And if you're gonna refinance your house to cash money out, only do it if you're gonna buy another property. You could do that one, you know, all over again. As long as you are generating that passive income, I think that having that in real estate is good. Only in real estate.
Only real estate.
But it really depends on how you see it. If your goal is just to pay it off and just have that house paid off and knowing that it's yours completely, it really depends on the person. Some famous investors will tell you, like, there is one that I always watch, which his name is Dave Ramsey.
Oh, I know Dave.
He's really conservative. So he will tell you to pay it off your house.
Yeah.
Because that's where you will live and you won't have any debt.
Yeah.
But if you watch somebody like Robert Kiyosaki or Grant Cardone, they will tell you what I'm telling you, which is refinance your house, buy more properties, and get that passive income. So those two views are really good, but it really depends on the type of person that you are. If you want to be like this investor that has many properties, probably the way to do it is by refinancing your properties and buying another one and another one, you know.
So when you do invest in a multifamily, let's say you have 2, 3 of them, should you have a separate fund for each house where you're maintaining money for backup, for maintenance, let's say?
For maintenance.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, what people do, and I also did work a couple of months in a property management company, they put these houses, when they get a lot of properties, they put it on an LLC.
LLC.
Yes.
Okay, so you know what? Explain why. Why do people do that?
In case the tenants sue you, they sue the LLC.
They sue the LLC.
And you have, and since you have an LLC, you have this general liability policy, which will cover for lawsuits and all of that, instead of them suing and putting a lien against your house. Because if you put the house, when you get to the point that you have a lot of properties, tenants are hard to deal with. That's the sad part about having a lot of properties. You're always going to have a headache.
that is true.
And in this country, for anything, people sue you for anything, for every single thing, right?
Yeah.
So you want to have that under an LLC, and you have a policy. You could get it with the Moran brothers.
There you go.
The general liability policy.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. And that will protect you against any lawsuit, right?
Yes.
You want to have that whenever you build your real estate portfolio. That's what people do,
yeah.
In reality. When you see these investors, they probably have the property is under an LLC, and then the LLC is under their name. They're the owners of the yeah. LLC. Right. That's gotcha. What they do. Gotcha. And then if they want to invest more, then they get these commercial loans. So they go to commercial banks and they give them loans to buy more properties. Once you become an investor, then you have to put down like 20, 30, even 40%. It depends on the bank and the program. Mm-hmm. But it's really an interesting feel to be, you know.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love that. And I got to say, I love your IQ. Yeah, your level of expertise when it comes to real estate, you know, and investing. I wish when I was 21 I would have known the stuff that you know. You know what I mean? It's just a lot. There's not a lot of 21-year-olds who possess that type of understanding and knowledge. I think that's just so impressive, man. And I take my hat off to you.
And that's knowledge that you learned if you want to learn it. Because, well, usually they don't teach you that at school. Mm-hmm. When you're in high school, they won't teach you to save money and buy a house instead of renting. Or save money and buy a multifamily house and then refinance that house and buy another one. So you will be able to create a passive income. They don't teach you that at school.
Mm.
Right?
I
didn't learn that.
I didn't learn that either, and I went to pretty much the same schools you went to. Just saying.
Did you go to Central High School?
Yeah, I went to Central. Okay. I went to Harding, and I also graduated from University of Bridgeport.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we're alumni.
Yeah, from Central and UB.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
yeah, and also Housatonic. I went to Housatonic okay. for my associates, but
But they don't teach you that in high school or no. even in school.
No.
Well, if you're in finance. Some professors will, and that's why this is another story. When uh-huh. I started college, I didn't know what I wanted. Uh-huh. I wanted because I also, sometimes I'm into politics, and I didn't know exactly what I wanted, politics, but business too, you know. And the first year, I went with politics.
Interesting, okay.
I went with politics, but then, after the first semester, I started to get more into business, and I was like, no, just let me switch to business, and I switched to finance instead, because whoever is in college, and if you're going for business, you really need to choose something that is more specific, because doing business, and I have nothing against people who have degrees of business administration degrees,
yeah.
but business administration is too broad, right? And you want to get more specific, because you want to focus on something, because they teach about marketing, finance, accounting, international business. You need to choose one of those.
Uh-huh.
If you like business, if you like accounting, if you like to be in an office counting numbers, then accounting is for you if you're organized. If you like to market, of course marketing. If you like the international affairs, then international business for you. And if you like, if you're more into investing, right, and finance is also related to real estate, then you should go for finance.
Nice. Yeah, and
that's my advice for anybody who's in college and is thinking or is already in the school of business. I think that you should focus on one of those areas, not just don't stay in business administration, and also do some research, right? If you get a degree in accounting and or finance or even marketing, you will see that the potential salary that you will make is higher than if you get a business administration degree. And it's because business administration is too broad.
Mm. So when we look at you and you just got your financing degree, your bachelor's in finance.
Yeah, finance, yeah.
So when you're gonna open up your business? That's the next question. When are you going to open up your business?
That's one of, you know, that's a plan. I that's something that I want to do. And it's also, it comes to your mentality. And I always say this to the people that I know. Some people were born to be W-2. I know people that they are comfortable with their job, and I have nothing against that. Mm-hmm. You know, people that last in the same job for 20 years.
Yeah.
20, 30 years. And they just feel comfortable, and they just want to be comfortable. But there are some people that, and I include myself in that, we want to do more.
You want to go the extra mile.
The extra mile, yeah. Uh-huh. I had a job. I didn't have to be in real estate. I had a job. I used to work for Nate at the Allstate office.
Yeah.
I really thank Nate for that opportunity that he gave me. I also learned a lot, and I learned a lot about insurance too. Mm-hmm. So I learned a lot of mortgage insurance and now real estate, but I just didn't see myself just being there for years.
Wow.
Or in any job. You know, yeah. I want to be, my mentality is I want to have something that I can pass on to my next generation. Mm-hmm. I want to leave a legacy. When you're an employee, you don't leave a legacy. Because the moment something happens to you, you are replaced because we are just a number, right? Of course, we thank the people that gave us the job. Mm-hmm. But we cannot just stay there. I always take every job as a learning experience.
I like that.
Every job that I have had, you know, in these past years. I learned something from every job, either for my personal life or professional life. And I was able to grow as a person having these jobs. So working and studying, it's possible if you put the effort, if you're willing to make that sacrifice to get your degree. Because I know that it's not easy, especially for our community. Going to school could be a challenge. Mm-hmm. But like I said, it was a challenge for me, and I want to motivate people to don't give up.
Don't give up. And that's the purpose of why I wanted to bring you on the show, so that you can share that story with the viewing audience, letting them know, don't give up. It is possible.
It is possible, yeah.
You can achieve your dreams. You can pursue, you know, your calling. You can have great accomplishments and success in your life if you're willing to sacrifice like you did and put in that hard work and dedication.
You
it's
have
possible.
To put the hard work and the dedication. Mm-hmm. And don't be comfortable with whatever the job you have. Because you will never have financial freedom by being an employee. That's what I learned.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful with God that I learned that at a young age.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I love that. You know what? And you remind me of my good friend. And you probably see on Facebook, we're always together, my friend named Z.
Okay.
Who owns Spark City Smoke and Vape here in Bridgeport. He owns a few stores. But, okay. You know, a lot of people look at him and they see his success and accomplishments like, wow, he has all these different businesses and he's generating wealth and money. But they don't realize he worked two full-time jobs for years. He worked at Dunkin' Donuts, and then he worked at a gas station, mm-hmm. the third shift.
Okay.
I mean, wow. Hours. And then he would go home, sleep for 3 hours, and then go to the next job.
I know how that feels.
Yeah.
When I was in the school, I used to get up early in the morning. I left home. I used to leave home at 8 in the morning and then coming back at 11 o'clock at night. Because I was working the night shift at the supermarket.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I was really young.
Yeah.
So
you was making it happen. You were making it happen.
But it wasn't easy. Sometimes I feel like giving up, and my family knows that sometimes it was easy. I was worried about, even though I had some scholarships, you know, going through every semester was difficult because of the funds.
Yeah.
Because of the funds.
But now you're able to sit back and look at all the hard work and now you're able to say, wow. You know, I made it, and at the same time, you can appreciate everything you had to go through to get to where you are now. If it wasn't for that stuff you had to go through, you wouldn't be where you are now.
Exactly. If I didn't have the mentality of, you know, of wanting to have a better life.
Yeah. You had to drive.
I could have stayed at the carpentry job, and I have nothing against that, but that's how it is. Some people just get comfortable, and that's the issue. When you get comfortable with something, just having that income and you know, you need to have the drive and you need to make that sacrifice.
Absolutely. You know? So Jaraba, there's people leaving comments on here, and I just wanted to acknowledge some of them. All right.
Let me know.
It says, yep. So Janice Tavares is saying his drive is so inspiring. I love this.
Thank you.
Let's see here. Miguel Angel Jaraba Marquez.
That's my dad.
Oh, that's your dad. Awesome. How you doing, Dad? Your dad is saying, congrats, champion. God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I mean, I can just imagine your parents have a smile from one side to the other side of their face. Gayton 72 is saying, congratulations. Giovanni Alvarez, who's my co-host on the show, is saying the resources are out there. You got to be hungry and look for
that's,
them.
That's the right word.
Uh-huh.
You have to be hungry.
You got to be hungry.
You have to be hungry.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to have like this pit bull mentality, like, you know, hungry pit bull.
Yeah.
You throw him a piece of raw meat. He will destroy it, and he'll swallow the bone at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you got to, you know, approach life at times. You know, you'll knock on doors. Some people will curve you, Some people will shun you. Some people will turn you away.
Most of them.
Some people will. But then, the more you knock,
opportunity
presents itself, and then somebody will
give you that opportunity. Yeah, and like he said, the resources are out there, especially in this country. Especially in this country.
They're saying, I take my hat off to you, champion. Good job.
Thank you.
And then David Santiago Monroy Rodriguez is saying, oh my God, that's my friend. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, that's my friend too.
Yeah. So you know what, man? We thank each and every one of you that's watching right now live on YouTube. I know we had some problems with Facebook and everybody jumped over and came to YouTube, but you know, we've been having a great time.
We went for basically
a whole hour already.
A whole hour. Yeah.
So what I want to do right now is I want to do two things. I want to give you an opportunity to speak directly to the viewing audience, your final words to them. And then after we get done with that part, we're going to jump into what I call the shotgun questions. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So your chance right now, looking directly into your camera.
So I want to take this opportunity to speak to my generation, the people who are my age, the people who think that they don't have enough opportunities. Like I was saying to Jason, you need to be drive and you need to be willing to make the sacrifice if you want to have a better life. And if you're in this country, in the United States of America, there is no excuse. You cannot say that this country doesn't have enough opportunities, because it does. The limits are on your mind. The limits are here. You have to, in this country, you need to have the right mentality. You know, I know that in this country, we have been suffering. In the past, we did have some racism that people of color didn't have the same opportunities, right? Or minorities like us. But right now, it's a more diverse country. And if you have the drive, if you have that mentality of, you know, you need to set a goal, then, and if you put the effort, if you make the sacrifice, you will make it. So my advice to you is if you want to go to school, to college, and you don't have the funds, apply to scholarships. Study, get good grades, apply to scholarships, you know, get in touch with the guidance counselor, with business owners, go to your church, to your community leaders, right? And I guarantee you that if they see the drive, they will help you. People will help you if they see the drive in you, if they see that you're willing to grow in life. And I can tell you this from my personal experience, because I didn't have money. Like, it was hard for me to get the $200. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember how I got them. And I tell you what, I was hesitating that day. And my guidance counselor, her name is Maureen, she was like, just give it. Have faith in God. Don't worry about the payments.
Mm.
So I think that God used her to pull me. She was like
an angel, instrument, a tool.
I was really doubting. I was really doubting that day. I remember like if it was yesterday.
Wow.
I didn't want to give the $200 deposit because I was afraid of the future. I was afraid of how I was gonna pay for school.
Wow.
And she just said, just put it and apply for these scholarships.
And that's awesome, man.
You got to be a good student, and then you will get the scholarships, and then you will get the funds, and you will be graduating just like I did.
And here we are today.
And here you are today. And here I am today.
And here you are today. And I congratulate you, you know, on your accomplishments. And a lot of people on here are congratulating you as well. For example, Natalia is saying, as always, great show. Santiago, un gran ejemplo aseguro. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, we all take our hats off to you, and I just love everything that you're doing. I can't wait to see what the next 5 years is going to be for you. I can't see what the next
to
10
be continued
years, to be continued. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm going to be there when they have the ribbon cutting and for your business.
You have to be there.
Absolutely, I will be there.
We have some plans. I probably stay. I'm loving real estate, and I have some plans with the team. I'm with the team with Angela Morales and John Carlos. They're really, really excellent real estate agents. They have been in the business for I think 20 years already, and we have this vision. We want to make the team bigger. We want to grow the team. So also, if you are interested in getting the real estate license, you can get it in touch with me. I can let you know who can help you with the classes. And then our goal as a team, we are looking for our team to grow.
Nice.
So probably we will need new members in the future.
Absolutely.
And then our goal is to open an office. But that's what I want to do. I want to open an office and provide these services to our community.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming. No doubt about it. So your name is on the screen right now, Santiago Jaraba. If anybody wants to follow you, they can follow you on Instagram, Facebook. What else? Best way to contact you?
Instagram. I'm always there.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook. I mean, I use it, but not as much as Instagram.
That is okay.
I use both, but Instagram is my favorite. Yeah.
So what's your Instagram?
I have two, my personal and my
and your real estate.
And my real estate. For real estate related stuff, you could follow me at santiago.jaraba. I think it's _ realtor, right? And my personal is santiagoj15.
Nice.
That's it.
All right.
But you can, if you have any questions, you can text me, you can DM me on Instagram.
Yeah.
If you want to join us at Keller Williams.
Keller Williams.
Which is a really great company. You know what? And you know what? I choose Keller Williams. Before that, I was at Century 21, but I made the switch. And one of the reasons is that there is a book called The Millionaire Real Estate Agent. And that book was written by the founder of Keller Williams, which is Gary Keller from Texas. And in the book, he says, it's not about the money. And he says in the book, you have to put God, family, and then business. It's always God, family, and business. If you find a company like that, and that company is one of the, is a large company here in the United States.
Of course.
It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere. But look at how they have grown. And it was founded, I think it was back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. So it's not that old. It's not that old. Because all these other companies, Century 21, Coldwell Bankers, they were founded before Keller Williams. And Keller Williams was able to grow, and now it's competing against these companies that are world known.
Wow.
And it's because they put, you know, God, family, and then business. It's not all about the money. It's about providing the best services to the community.
Well, we know that in the near future, we're going to have Jaraba Realtors coming out soon. Yeah, so.
Realty.
Realty. Eso viene pronto, no te apure.
And also, if you have any questions about how to get these scholarships, and I also got invited, I'm going to speak to one of these foundations that gave me a scholarship. I think it's called the Alpha. I don't remember the name, but I will be speaking with them in July. If you're interested in getting a scholarship or getting more information, I can also help you with that. But you need to have the drive and you need to be willing to make the sacrifice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So for you guys who want more information, all they got to do is reach out to you. Your name is right there on the screen, Santiago Jaraba. And he's on Instagram and Facebook. Best way is through Instagram. Yeah. Just direct message him. Look up his name. I think you're the only one that's gonna pop up with that name anywhere. Anyhow.
Yeah. Exactly.
Insane. But all right. So I'm gonna hit you up with the shotgun questions really quick. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
And then we're gonna get out of here. All right. First question is your favorite song.
Oh, that's a hard one. Cause I listen to all type of music.
Uh huh.
And whenever it's so funny because whenever I'm with somebody and then we're like, oh, let's listen to something, and then you don't know what to listen to. But my favorite song, that's a good question. That's a good question. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I don't have like a favorite singer. I listen to all type of music. So let's just leave it as just Colombian music.
Colombian music. Olale. All right. Whoa, that's Mexican. All right. Favorite movie.
I like this guy, the agent 007, James Bond.
Oh, James Bond, James 007.
Bond, 007, okay. Or Mission Impossible. I always watch those movies.
Those are real good movies.
All the time.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, yeah.
Yep. favorite food?
I want the hot paisa. Well, it will depend on the country, because since I came here, I learned a lot of other countries. So if it's from Colombia, bandeja paisa.
Bandeja paisa.
I like the burritos and enchiladas from Mexico. Also, chimichanga is really good. I like Mexican music too. Mexican is really good.
Yeah.
I think you guys have. I like the empanadas del coquito. So it's just like the music. I like any all type of food.
All I like is chicken.
Yeah.
What's your favorite sport?
Well, I would say I like to watch soccer, you know, especially when we have these World Cups. I hope that my country qualifies, but I think they're doing good. But it's actually next year in in the Middle East.
You like Ronaldo?
I like more Messi.
Okay, Messi. I'll let you go with that. But
well, you know, Messi is just like, in real estate, it's just like the Gary Keller of real estate. Messi is just Messi. And but for my country, I don't know if you know, but we have these really good soccer players, James and Falcao.
I don't follow soccer. I've been to a few of them. I got to see Ronaldo play, and I Weiss.
I mean, he's also really good.
And yeah. I got to see him play against Messi.
But do you see him when he was at Real Madrid or now in his new team?
Honestly, I don't remember. I seen him. I just know I seen him twice, and I got to see them play each other once.
Okay.
Which is really cool.
And the
stadium.
I want to go to that stadium someday. It's called Santiago. Well, that's the Real Madrid stadium, Santiago Bernabeu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Favorite car.
Tesla.
Hey.
Now, before it was Mercedes.
Now it's Tesla.
Yeah.
Okay. This boy got some expensive taste. Okay. I like that. Favorite thing you like to read?
Well, you know, anything that has to do with investment.
Anything with investment?
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite thing you like to do?
Real estate.
Okay. Yeah. I'll take that.
No, I don't mind. You know, like a customer can call me at 10 o'clock and I don't even feel like I'm working.
You just go right for it.
Let's talk. Yeah.
I like that. Favorite word you like to use? Word.
Honestly.
Uh-huh.
Or well. Like well.
Oh, okay. Well.
Well, or honestly, or actually.
Actually. Okay.
Yeah.
What sound or noise do you like to hear the most?
My cat.
What was that?
My cat.
My cat
noise. Yeah, whenever she meows. Because I just love my cat. It's she's the cutest cat. She won't scratch you. So.
All right. So
but whenever she's making a noise, yeah. That means that she wants me to pay attention to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah.
All right. And favorite place you like to visit?
Florida.
Okay.
Florida. And I just love Florida.
Orlando or Miami?
South Florida, Miami.
Oh, okay.
I was there for my birthday in March, and I love it.
Oh, really?
And you know, it's funny because while everybody was freezing here, it was really cold. Here, over there, we were like in the 80s.
No doubt about it.
March.
No doubt about it. All right, so this is your last question. Other than your current profession, if Jaraba was able to do it all over again, what would you do?
I would be a pilot.
Really?
Yeah. I also like planes. Since I was a little kid, I used to watch these documentaries of planes crashing. I think it's Air Crash Investigation. That was my favorite TV show when I was 7.
Wow.
I'm also into planes. And in the future, who knows? Probably I'll be also getting that license. But for now, I want to focus in business because I believe that you have to put the effort first so then you can do what you want to do.
Absolutely.
And if you're able to build this passive income and you build a company, a business, eventually you will be able to do what you want. And I do want to be a pilot, not to be a commercial pilot, but I will just want to do it
just to fly as a plane. A hobby, just something you
yeah.
I mean, me personally, I like planes as well. I'm not crazy about trying to fly one, but I like to go to the airport and watch them.
I like to, and I used to live, when I was in Colombia, I used to live close to the airport. So I used to see all the planes, all the time.
Coming and going.
It was a busy city. It's an international airport, so you will see planes taking off, every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I would say, oh, that's a Boeing 787. That's a Boeing 777.
Oh, so you knew what was what?
Airbus 320. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
But if I had to do it over again, I mean, I feel like life has to happen the way it does. But in the future, I would like to do that too.
That's awesome. And really quick, I was going to say was this Oxford Airport. I don't know if you've ever been there. Oxford, Connecticut?
Here in Connecticut?
Yeah.
I've been to the ones in New York.
So this is a little airport in Oxford. And if you go and park over there, there's a little restaurant where I once in a while will go to and eat.
Is that close to Maryland? Or
it's Oxford is right after, so you got Shelton, Derby.
Oh, okay, on your way to Waterbury.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah,
okay. Nice airport they got over there.
Okay.
But they, you know, there's a restaurant, Italian restaurant there. If you go sit there, they got the windows and you can see the runway. But what I find unique is that while you're sitting there eating, you'll see a small little plane come in, land, park like it's a regular car, and then the owner gets out and he pulls the plane off the runway up to the window of the restaurant.
Oh, really?
And I'm sitting there like
like a car.
Like a car. Like he just flew in, he grabbed the plane by a rope or whatever it is, and he just pulled it up to the restaurant. I'm like, yeah, I wouldn't get in there.
And that's the owner?
That's the owner who just flew in the plane.
But you never know. You never know when you're in a flight and then somebody needs the help of somebody who knows how to fly it.
True.
Whenever you're in a commercial plane, just like in the movies. Who's a pilot?
Who knows how to fly? Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
But, Jaraba, we come to the conclusion of the show, man. And
it was a pleasure to be here. I enjoy it.
No, thank you. I actually enjoyed it myself. I think that you were awesome and outstanding.
No, thank you.
And I congratulate you on all your accomplishments. I take my hat off to you. And like I said, I can't wait to see what the next 5 years and the next 10 years brings in your life.
To be continued.
To be continued.
But if you guys need any help with real estate, you know where to find me. Just type my name on Facebook or Instagram. You will find me. If you have any questions about how to invest or how to buy a house, you can always text me, DM me. If you have any questions about school, you know, what's the right major for you, I'm always willing to help people, just like people help me when I need help.
Awesome, man. Thank you very much, Jaraba.
Thank you.
Before we go, I just want to acknowledge a couple of quick people on here. Maria Jaraba.
My cousin.
That's your cousin.
Yeah.
She's saying, eres exitoso y vas para ser grande.
Thank you. Gracias, mi prima.
Yeah, hopefully I read that correctly because my Spanish is not that good. And then Giovanni Alvarez, my co-host, is saying Colombia is playing right now against Argentina. And the score is 1-2, Argentina.
Let's see.
And he said, go de Colombia. Game is 2-2 now.
You see? That's why I said, let's see.
And one more moment. Saludos de Nueva York, Manuel Wide. Not sure if you know who he is, but he's, you know, giving us. How you
Thank
doing?
You.
Thank you for watching. Thank you. You know, all the way from New York City. And Maria Jaraba is saying that, you know, she loves you. And Manuel Wide is saying, pero en español. Mi español no es muy bueno.
Well, what is he saying?
He's saying, pero en español.
Pero en español.
Yeah.
Oh, saludos desde Nueva York.
Yeah, saludos de Nueva York. Yeah, my Spanish is not that good. And then, finally, we're going to get done here with the comments. ¿Quién es el que está al lado de Jaraba? My name is Jason Rodriguez.
Jason.
Jason.
That's him.
Yeah, my name is Jason, and I'm the show host of this show that you see going on here from our studio called Super Elite Entertainment Studio,
from
which
Bridgeport.
Is right here in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yes.
And Jaraba is a guest. There you go. Jason Rodriguez. Jaraba is a guest on our hot seat. And Jaraba, you did an outstanding job.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. And can't wait, like I said, to see what the next 5 and 10 years brings in your life.
To be continued.
To be continued. All
just
right.
Just the beginning.
Yes, right. All right, you guys. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I want to say, you know, thank you to Santiago Jaraba for his willingness to come into the studio and to be a part of my show, which is called Live with Jason Rodriguez. I think you did an outstanding job, Jaraba. And like I said, I just can't wait to see what the near future brings for you and for your family as well, because, you know, you're a blessing to your family. And whatever area of life that you prosper in is going to outpour itself into the lives of your family members. So I just can't wait to see all the success that you and your team are going to be stepping into in the next couple of years. You guys, we'll be back next Tuesday night. Me and Giovanni Alvarez, my co-host, and we're going to have a blast. We got some big plans, some things that are going to be taking place. So matter of fact, hey, did you get to meet Lola?
Lola.
Do you know who Lola is?
Who's Lola?
You don't know Lola?
Oh, Lola.
Who's Lola?
I don't know.
The puppet.
Oh, the puppet. Yeah. I think I saw her on Instagram.
You saw her on Instagram? Yeah. Did you even notice her watching you the whole show tonight?
Oh, right there.
She's right there watching you the whole show.
I didn't notice that.
Oh, man.
Lola the puppet.
That's right. That's Lola. So Lola's going to be, I think Lola's going to be joining me and Gio next week. And also, we've been on the hunt for her boyfriend named Paco, who arrived from Arizona 2 weeks ago. He arrived here, and he was supposed to go and see her upon his arrival. 2 weeks he's been here and has not gone to see her yet. So you got to make sure you watch next Tuesday. You're going to see what I'm talking about.
I will.
I know they're puppets, but
make sure that the Facebook Live is working.
No. We're going to make sure that the Facebook is working. We have some technical difficulties tonight. But I want to thank each and every one of you who left Facebook and came and joined us on YouTube. If you're watching, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Visit our website at www.superelitentertainment.com. If you know someone that should be featured on our show, reach out to me through Facebook. Reach out to me through Instagram. Reach out to me through our Facebook page and also our website, and send me that person's information, and I guarantee you that we will get them on the show. Keep in mind, Bridgeport Caribe Youth Leaders, they have their amazing annual banquet taking place this Saturday night. I believe it's going to be at Fairchild and Wheeler. Go on to bcyl.org for more information. Tickets are still available. So get your tickets for their annual banquet. It's going to be fire. It's going to be an amazing time, guys. So you want more information, visit bcyl.org. With that said, man, we're out of here. We're going to get going.
That was really quick. Yeah. I felt like it was only for, like, I only spoke for 5 minutes.
I know. We've been here for an hour and 20 minutes exact.
An hour 20 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Let's go with a dance. You know how to dance? Let's go. You better come dance. You better dance. Hey, come on. Show me something. Ah, you got to do it again. Hey. All right, you guys. We're out of here. We'll see you next week, Tuesday night at 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
All right. Me and Giovanni Alvarez coming at you live from the city of Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Bridgeport,
para
Connecticut.
Para el mundo.
Para el mundo.
Ya tú sabes, lo fuimos. God bless you. Thank you, brother, again.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good night, guys.